Be careful what you say. Be careful how you say it. Be careful that you send the right message and that you send it to the right person and that you do so with the right motive. Mordecai correctly covers all those bases. He has some volatile information the queen needs to know. He also knows that he has put the issue on the line for Esther. He asked her to go into the king to implore his favor and plead with him for her people. He knows if she acts on this, it could be curtains for her. At present, no one in the palace knows she is Jewish. If she believes this information and acts on it, as Mordecai is requesting, she is risking everything, so this is no time for rumor. This is a time for accuracy in reporting. James Hastings captures the drama of the moment. Mordecai contemplated this bitter necessity. He gazed upon it till his eyes were a fountain of tears. He studied the situation till the iron entered into his very soul. Then he made his appeal to Queen Esther to stand forward as the savior of her people. I feel certain that when Mordecai saw Esther's messenger standing there before him, he thought something like this: "This is the moment. This is my only chance. I must get word to Esther. It is her time to stand in the gap." And Hathach came back and related Mordecai's words to Esther. Then Esther spoke to Hathach and ordered him to reply to Mordecai, "All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces know that for any man or woman who comes to the king to the inner court who is not summoned, he has but one law, that he be put to death, unless the king holds out to him the golden scepter, that he may live. And I have not been summoned to come to the king for these 30 days. And they related Esther's words to Mordecai. Esther chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. Now, before you frown and entertain thoughts of self-righteousness, thinking that you would never have responded like that, remember you're surrounded by friends in a safe and unthreatened environment where there are no armed soldiers outside and governmental protocol to obey. Furthermore, chances are good you don't live under a cloud because of the race into which you were born, and there's no king sitting on a throne at whose whim you live or die. It's easy to be brave when we're protected and secure, when we have nothing to risk. If Esther obeyed Mordecai, she stood to risk everything, including her life. Although the king was her husband, she couldn't just stroll into his office and casually unload what was on her mind. Things didn't work like that in ancient Persia. He had to send for her. And at that time, he hadn't sent for her for a month. If she went to him without being summoned, he could have her put to death. On top of all that, she was Jewish. Who knows how that Gentile monarch would respond when he found that out? It was a huge dilemma. But Mordecai knew Esther. He had reared her. He had trained her. He knew how far he could push. Most of all, he knew her character. He knew the stuff of which she was made. Encouraging the cultivation of character is exactly what wise parents do, nudging, urging their children toward maturity. As a parent, you have occasions in your life, brief vignettes, little windows of time where you can step forward and help your children to understand the value of being brave. As they grow up and those hands-on occasions change to a more distant relationship, you must call upon your children to stand for what they believe, even if they must stand alone, and then trust them to do it without your presence alongside. Mordecai is at that moment. So when Hathach comes to him with Esther's answer, Mordecai tightens the sash around his sackcloth and says the hard thing. He appeals to her character. I love this moment in the story of Esther. I smile with great delight as I imagine Mordecai's passion as he stated these eloquent words. Three significant sentences that, if acted upon, could alter the history of the Jews. Then Mordecai told them to reply to Esther, "Do not imagine that you in the king's palace can escape any more than all the Jews. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, and you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not attained royalty for such a time as this? Esther chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. This goes down in history as one of those turning point speeches. Mordecai says, first of all, if you do nothing, don't think you will escape death. Being a Jew, you will die like the rest of us. And second, even if we die, God is not limited to you or me, nor will he allow his people to perish. He will use someone to save our nation. And then third, how great it would be if he sovereignly chose to use you. Could it be that this explains why you were chosen to be queen, my dear Esther? For such a time as this, for this very moment?